Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You get three scoops a day with Alan, Mike, and Mary on Light 100.5 WRCH. It's time for our local scoop brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank. This Thursday, finally, after a long spring and summer, the Women of Innovation event is coming, and I have on the phone with me right now Giovanni Tomasi, who is the CEO and Chief Technology Officer at RSL Fiber Systems, also the board chair of the Connecticut Technology Council. Good morning, Gio.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me on.
It's got to be such a relief after the spring. I mean, this was originally scheduled for April, right?
It was scheduled for April. Usually it's an event with 500 participants.
Wow.
Live, in person. And finally, we're holding it this Thursday.
And the good news is everybody can join because it's going to be virtual and it's Thursday at lunchtime right at 12 noon. Now let's get in. Let's talk about these amazing women that you have, the 50 finalists this year.
We have 50 finalists in 10 categories, and there's two words that describes all of them: outstanding and inspiring. It is such a great field, and it was difficult to select the finalists. And you can imagine how difficult it was to select the winner from each category.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be announced on Thursday. All these women have accomplished so much in their career, in their lifetime. And the ones that always, you know, I believe get to all of us is the Youth Innovation and Leadership Group. These are high school students.
Wow.
And when you read about what they've done in the first 16, 17, 18 years of their life, it's more than most people do in a lifetime. They're not young ladies that just sat back and waited to do something when the time is right, or just wait and complain that things aren't right. They jump right in. If I start reading some of their accomplishments, you will think that this is a professional that's been in the field for many years. These are music mentors, volunteers at homeless shelters in Haiti, mentoring STEM in their high school, National Merit Scholars. They're open water divers certified as they're doing environmental research.
Mm-hmm.
They're developing ways of detecting melanoma with smartphones.
Wow.
So you read this and you're thinking that, yes, there definitely is good future ahead
yes.
of us with women like this coming into the workforce, into the STEM fields, and also bringing more young women into the science and technology, math, into these areas.
Well, it's like Beyonce says, who rules the world? Women.
Absolutely.
You know? And especially now that we have our vice presidential-elect, Kamala Harris, I mean, it's an amazing time, and women really are expanding, and it's great that they're doing it in science and technology and math. So if people would like to tune in and see these awards, the Women of Innovation Thursday at noon, how can they do that, Gio?
Best way is go to the Connecticut Technology Council website, ct.org, and you will see the link to tune in and see these women accepting their awards.
Excellent.
And hearing a bit of their stories.
Well, and kudos to you for putting this event together. I know it was a struggle with COVID-19, but we are going to have it. It's Women of Innovation. It's coming up on Thursday. And if you didn't get to write that web address down, we do have the link right at WRCH.com.